February the 17th, 2015, 12:06 a.m. at home in Bradford, and you'll probably forgive me for not participating in the last few February prompts. I've been a little busy because on February the 14th, Valentine's Day, at 3:45 a.m. My second daughter was born. And I'm not going to go into too many details of the birth and things like that here, and and things like that. But I do want to talk about my kind of hospital experience and NHS experience, and if I've got time, I'll sum up with my little family and how we're doing right now. So my wife went into hospital at about, we set off at about 2:20, so arrived just before 3, and things had progressed at home a lot more than we thought, which probably explains my wife's troubles that she's had over the few days before the birth. 45 minutes later, 45 minutes after we arrived at the hospital, my second daughter was born. My incredible wife did it with nothing but gas, air, and half a glass of water. She would have had more pain relief, but by the time she arrived at the hospital, there wasn't time for any of that. Baby was coming, and baby came. The midwife who dealt with us she had the bedside manner of Dracula, but to be honest, that's what my wife needs. She needs someone who's going to command her a little bit and say, no, we're doing this, get it done. My wife needs an assertive approach, because sometimes she can be quite timid, sometimes she can be quite stubborn. she needs someone who's going to play both sides well. And this midwife did that, really. That was wonderful. So far, so good, NHS. Good job. When our first daughter was born, I was full of praise for Bradford Royal Infirmary and the NHS. They couldn't have done better. But this time, that's where our praise ended, really, because then we were moved on to the ward. And they did all the checks on my wife throughout the day. And they did some checks on our lovely little baby girl. And at 7:45, one of the doctors gave us the nod and said, yep, you're fine, you can go home. But we couldn't go home, because first we needed some discharge documents. And they took the staff, said, we'll do the discharge documents for you. But it may take a little while, because our shift changes at 8 o'clock. So the other staff will have to do it. That's a bit of a pain, we thought, but fair enough. Anyway, we were then told at 9 o'clock by the new starters, it's going to take a long time because we've got a lot of poorly ladies on the ward. You might not be able to go home till the early hours of the morning. Would you like to stay all night? My wife said, no, I'll stay till the early hours, but I want to go home. She made that very clear. So I went home to get a few hours sleep before my wife returned. But then, to my surprise, I was woken up at 7:30 in the morning by a call from my wife. They still haven't let me home yet. I've had an awful night. I'm thoroughly miserable. They haven't done the discharge documents. So anyway, You may have noticed I've got an incredibly sore throat. My wife has a sore throat. I have a sore throat. My brother-in-law has a sore throat. And my mother-in-law has a sore throat. And my daughter has trouble crying as loud as she should. Because she's got a sore throat as well. Well, I won't say sore throat. It doesn't actually hurt. But something in that hospital has... can I use that word? Has affected our voices. Most of us are on the road to recovery now. I sound almost normal. Although recording this, as you can hear through this boo, I'm getting worse and worse as I go on. But anyway... So me and my brother-in-law, we puffed out our chests, put on our biggest tough men act, and we went into that hospital with the attitude of, we are here to take Joanne home. And we made pains of ourselves. They weren't happy with my brother-in-law being there because it wasn't visiting hours, and we said, well, if you want rid of us, get us discharged. I had to be very assertive with the doctors. Because the doctors, because it was another new shift, wanted to do all the checks on my wife and my daughter again. Clearly they hadn't talked to each other. Clearly they hadn't done any of the paperwork. And I just said, look, this is a waste of our time. We were told 18 hours ago that we could leave. Why are you putting us through this? My wife wants to go home. We are going home. Anyway, we did summering for all. We made sure that they saw my new daughter feeding, because the last thing we need is to just discharge ourselves, and then then I know what they'd do if we did that. They'd call social services would come to our house, see everything was fine, and disappear. But that's extra stress that my wife and I could do without. So we gave into a few of their demands, but by about 12 o'clock, they finally relented, did the discharge papers and let us go. Honestly, hospital like some sort of prison. And then once home, you know, my wife has managed to make a pretty incredible recovery. It was surprising though, because this time around, the first time around when my first daughter was born, it was the nurses and the midwives who were kind and helpful and useful. This time, every time my wife called for a midwife, someone different came. A lot of the times, they referred to my new daughter as he, because they couldn't be bothered to look at the paperwork, or even ask us. It was a disgrace. And the only people who seemed to care, ask questions, give answers, and actually get anything done this time were the doctors. It gets even worse, because since we've been home, when they discharged us from the hospital, they told us, oh, a midwife will be round to see you tomorrow. So my wife, on her first day back home, has been worried all day, trying to keep the house clean, because she thinks this midwife's coming. We've just finished our first full day back. No midwife. No one. So not only have we been captive in the hospital for 18 hours, but we've been captive in our own home waiting for this midwife. Well, not anymore. We're not pandering to them anymore. If we're not in when the midwife comes, we're not in. They've been a pain in the backside, the NHS. And my wife said if I'd have known, I'd have had a home birth. Because the amount of pain relief I got, I could have had a home birth, and then we'd have been at home, and I could have recovered so much more quickly. But hey, we weren't to know that Joanne had given birth within 45 minutes, but yeah, absolute ridiculous. But all's well that ends well. The Skelton family, all four of us, are here under this roof. New baby, whose name I'll probably slip out at some point in a boo, but it doesn't matter. Listen out for the clues. New baby, I won't explicitly tell you, just listen for it. New baby has been settling in beautifully, she's fine. Tired, we all are, but fine. And I said in a tweet earlier, I feel like the luckiest man in the world. Ordinary service will return on audio boo soon. No doubt I'll have more tales for you soon, but for now I'm going to enjoy my new family and get some rest.